Seasoned sailors tell us that when a ship is sinking, all the rats in the hull make their way to the deck and leap overboard to safety. Market analysts also tell us that when you see corporate executives making for the exit doors, it's time to sell your stock. In Washington, D.C. of late, all the rats in the hall of the White House have made their way to the deck and leaped overboard to safety. But whether or not we can sell our stock in the failed company known as Obama's presidency, only China, which owns our debt and our labor force, knows for sure. Now, what do these rats have in common? That is Larry Summers, Rahm Emanuel, Peter Orszag, Steven Rattner, members, former members of Obama's economic team with Rahm Emanuel as chief of staff. What do these all have in common? Not only are they co-religionists of the Judaic persuasion, but they are intimately tied with the oligarchs on Wall Street who have outsourced America's jobs overseas. And with these Obama boys all bailing out at the same time, it appears that they share a secret that the rest of us peons have not been clued into. But it doesn't really take a rocket scientist to know what these economic architects of America's decline know that we the people don't know. With 14.9% Americans without a job and 26% unemployment, come November, these same Americans and just about everyone else with no longer any bang for their buck will be looking around to see just who is to blame for their economic woes. The American Jewish Committee is not so dumb either. Organizations like the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, and B'nai B'rith are very well aware that their own kind control both the financial and economic spheres of American life. With investment banks like Goldman Sachs funding the outsourcing of American jobs overseas, and with five Zionist Jews on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Bank, high profilers with a distinctive Jewish flavor, Larry Summers, Rahm Emanuel, a dual citizen of U.S. and Israel, Peter Orszag, and Steven Rattner are doubtless being advised to low profile it, leap overboard, flee the White House before Americans start looking for that proverbial scapegoat. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in educating the American public, showing just where the source is of their economic problems, which the mainstream media will not give them. Sometimes it takes a little bringing into focus for Americans to see what's right before their very eyes. Judaics have bankrupted America with their wars for Israel in Iraq and Afghanistan, and have decimated American jobs by their investment banks, replacing the American labor force with labor forces centered in Shanghai and New Delhi. The United States is the first country in history to destroy both the prospects and the standard of living of its own American labor force, and the ladders of upward mobility that made America of old the land of opportunity is now being dismantled. By who? I'll tell you who. The same Obama boys and their ilk that have fled and are fleeing the failed Obama presidency. That's who.